Okay, well, welcome everybody. And thanks to Tim and helpers for that good lunch. Beloved and holy and only child of our Heavenly Father, child of the one source, child of light, divine. That is who you are. Take it deeply within the consciousness and contemplate what that means. Child of light, divine, from before time began. We will speak of that in a moment. I am the one known as Jeshua ben Joseph. Yeshua, you have called me. And I have said to you in modern times that when I have told ones that my name was Yeshua, they have said, bless you. They thought I was sneezing. So perhaps Joshua, or even Yeshua, is better in this day and time. One has to be flexible, as you know. Have you enjoyed your sunshine?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Well, thank yourself for that. Because truly you create your reality moment by moment as you go along. I know it is hard to believe that if you wanted to, in the next moment you could make it gray and cloudy and a downpour. But we'll say no. We'll take the sunshine today and the next day and the next day. You are the sunshine in other people's lives. You go through your life, you keep thinking about what you have to do, how you have to be, what is on the schedule, etc. But your light that you are touches everyone. And the smile, when you put it on the face, it lights up the whole room. And sometimes the brothers and sisters need that. They may know that they need it, and they may not know that they need the light. But when you give of yourself the light that you are, you allow others to pause for a moment, to breathe, and perhaps have new perspective. Perhaps to be able to look at the leaves on the trees and to come to an understanding within themselves that there is something good in the world. Because at this time, as your news has been telling you, and as you have been interacting with ones, there is much of discord. There is much of separation. There is much of ones wondering, who am I? Why am I? What should I be doing? And so they try out various things. And some things bring them momentary happiness or peace. And then it fades. Relationship, perhaps. Perhaps something that they imbibe. Perhaps something that they smoke. Not remembering why in ancient times we used to smoke and watch the smoke as it would ascend and know that truly that was our energy rising up. Ones have encapsulated themselves into a very tiny package, and they feel uninspired by this tiny package. And then you come along and you bounce in and you've got news about something and whatever you have just witnessed, and you burst open that package that they thought they were in, and that you let them see a little further. And you think nothing of it because you're just being who you are, which is great. So what I am saying in this is be yourself. Be yourself as you know your personality to be, your individuality, all of your talents, all of the humorous stories that come to you and you love to tell them, and with a good voice. Be who you are in personality. And remember also who, with a capital W, you are. You are the light of the world. And if the light goes out, darkness shall reign. But only for a little bit of time, because then the spark catches once again. It will not be denied. It will not be extinguished. It may be, as there is perception, under the bushel. But you are the bushel keepers who come along and kick them over. And you say, have you heard that story about, he was so funny, I couldn't believe what he was doing. I couldn't believe what he was saying. And you are just being yourself, lowercase s and uppercase. You are just being what you allow to come through you. And you are happy. You are in
joy.
That is her first, middle, and last name. Yes.
We're at joy, so it could be joy C.
Very good. Yes, you have that. I was going to call it a village, but I imagine it's a bit larger than a village now. Not too far away from here as you measure the mileage. Allow yourself what you are doing, the smile. Allow yourself to feel that energy bubbling up inside of you, that no matter what your news tells you, and it is not news because it has happened centuries over centuries, and it's just different, seeming different players in it, no matter what it says, find that joy within you and let it come forward. That is one of the gifts that I have seen you exchanging with each other. The hugs, the smiles, the enjoyment of the food, yes, and the enjoyment of the discussions that has gone around the table. You have much of gifts to share. And in this group, you find that it is easy to share because other ones are in tune with you. You are going to be finding in the days to come that you are going to find more of yourself in joy in with other ones as well, because there is a great call that is going out from your heart and from other ones' hearts to know the good, to be able to live in a space of enjoyment. You are answering that call. You have come together this week. Maybe you've been wondering why. Why did I feel a calling to be with this group at this time? And you have set various answers. Some of you wondered in the beginning, can I afford to go? It's a whole week. Well, there's no monetary cost except for the travel. I have to get there. Can I take that much time off? Can I actually put aside family, business that I would be attending to? I saw you as you wrestled with the questions, but I also saw the initial response that arose from your heart that said, yes, I want to be there. Yes, you even said, I deserve to be there. I don't even know what it is, but I deserve to be there. And so you made your plans and you came. You have been called. We will speak more of this as the days go on of this week, but it is not by accident that you felt the heart open and the personality, as you see yourself to be individual, wanted to be in this grouping and felt a calling, because truly, I put the call out and I said, who is going to answer? And here you are. So it is not by accident that you find yourself preparing food for this grouping. It's not by accident that you have the work that is being shared by other ones, filling in the kitchen, the various tasks that need to be done. All of you are family. All of you know how to take care of family. All of you know how to take care of yourselves. And you know that the body requires some food, and you have to prepare the food, and then you wash up the dishes afterwards or do whatever with them. Yes, I know, there are ones who toss them in the rubbish. But these ones you can wash and save. Okay. And you knew there was a deeper reason, a cause, that you were responding to be here. Because there is healing in this group, being together. Because your world is calling out for healing, and you are the ones who are going to be doing the healing. Physical healing, yes, because it is going to come from the change in consciousness. You do not need to have your plaque on the wall that says that you are a graduate of such and such medical school to be a healer. All of you are healers. As you give a smile, as you work with whatever intuition says is needed in that moment. And sometimes the greatest healing comes forth as you are working with another one to heal them, because you are in that space of energy. All of you want to know wholeness. All of you want to know, who am I, why am I, and how can I make things better? That is what this week is about, coming in touch with purpose, coming in touch with how to bring about result, and coming into touch with what is truly happening, what is the meaning, the deeper meaning of me, as you see yourself to be individual, and of the world in its interaction. What part do I play? And I use that word advisedly, play. One of the things you are rediscovering in this grouping is laughter. Not that you didn't know it before, because you do. It is part of your very makeup. But you are exercising the laughter. Laughter is the greatest healer. When you allow all of the boundaries of what the world says to you could be wrong, and when you say, okay, that may be a reality, lowercase r, but I don't live there. That used to be my address, but it's not any longer. I don't live there. I live in joy. I live in the smile. I live in the hugs. I live in the love that I am. And when you're in that space, everything around you becomes whole. Your scientists can measure it. When you are in the space of joy, of humor, in that space of okayness that says, well, you know, my hair doesn't look the best that it could ever look. Perhaps the beard needs to be shaped a certain way. Perhaps this, perhaps that. But you know, I feel really good. I don't know what this day is going to bring, but I'm looking forward to it. And then you go out and it's raining, but we did away with that. And you go out and you meet somebody who is very long-faced, and you say, hey, how are you doing? And they say, oh, it's terrible. Everything is wrong with me. Everything is wrong with the wife. Everything is wrong with the dog. Everything is wrong with the world. And there are people who have lists. They have lists of everything that is wrong. So one of the joys that I'm going to suggest for you is begin a list of the happy things. Even look at your four-footed one. It knows where to be in the sunshine. It is very happy. Life is simple. Yes. Am I being talked about? Yes, you are. See how tuned in. And all of you are like that. You are attuned to something, some vibration. And if you do not like what you are feeling, change what you are attuned to. I have often recommended that you go out and buy the joke book, the humorous book, and leaf through it and find something that, you know, that's the funniest thing I ever read. Could somebody really be, could they really say that? And you find yourself in laughter. Where one moment before that, you were feeling like, well, the news is saying this, and my friend is saying this, and even the cat is not happy. Everything's wrong. And then, you know one like that? Okay. Only one? Yes. Okay. You know what I'm speaking about. But at that moment, you have power. If you feel that something is not quite aligned within you, know that you have power to change that alignment. In one moment, you can change. You may see a headline. You may hear something. Someone who seems to be an authority may tell you that everything is going to rack and ruin. But the world has always been that way. And the world is changing. It is changing because you are changing. Yes, didn't that feel good? That was most natural. Be your natural self. That is what the body is asking of you. That is what the mind and the disposition is asking of you. Be the natural self that you are, the happy self, the self you were before you took on all of the molding and shaping of the world. Allow that to be done. Go as the small child that does not know trouble. Now I know that many small ones, you included, came to this lifetime with a certain set of belief, even before you were born. Some of it was suggested to you while you were in the womb, before you even knew daylight and breath. But the power that you are can change all that. Nothing is written in the concrete and has to be. You are the ones who have the power to change and to be that which you want to be. And I will say unto you that if you want to be the four-footed one, get down on the 4 feet. Try it out for size. Allow yourself to romp on 4 feet for a moment or so. And then you will say, well, no, it's probably easier on 2 feet for me. But play. That is what the body is asking of you, to play, to be light-hearted. So if you take one thing from this afternoon's monologue, take the light of the heart and be light-hearted. So I would suggest that you group up as you did yesterday, in the groupings of three, but not the same grouping. Choose new partners who haven't heard your story yet. And I smile at that. And share for the rest of whatever your time clock says it should be. I bid you adieu. So be it.
Thank you.